The government of Iraq on 15 September confirmed the current outbreak. And as of earlier this week, there are 2,217 confirmed cases of cholera in 15 of the 18 total governorates in the country. This includes confirmed cases in northern Iraq, which has generally been viewed as sort of outside of the danger zone for these sorts of things. So it's quite concerning. This is not even to mention the situation of continuing violence in the country, which combines to aggravate the situation further.
Any concerns that it will spread to neighboring countries? Because it says in the news that cholera spread from Iraq to Syria, Kuwait, and Bahrain.
I think that there is information in the public sphere from WHO that cholera has spread to Kuwait and Bahrain, although it's under control in those places. However, given the scale of the outbreak in Iraq, the risk that cholera would spread across Iraq's borders remains quite high. And I think that our focus is on the seriousness of the outbreak inside Iraq. If we talk about, for a moment, education, we have in Iraq, as a consequence of continuing violence, 2 million children who are out of school, 1 million children who are in areas not under government control, 700,000 children who have missed a full year of school. Now, in addition to that, cholera forced the government to delay the start of the school year by a full month. So now we see that there's a sort of aggregate situation in the country that has created a very dangerous situation for children and impacted their lives in a myriad ways.
What kind of measures you're using to control the disease?
Well, I think that this is a very important point, which is that cholera is a treatable disease. And so UNICEF is working with WHO and our government and also implementing partners to combat the disease as quickly as possible. We're supporting the distribution of potable water in the form of bottled water and also trucked water. We're installing community water tanks, and we're distributing family water kits. We're working with local communities in order to spread awareness to them and to work with them to empower them to spread awareness themselves in their own community about prevention and treatment measures they can take to stem the tide of this infectious disease. And importantly, we're also distributing large quantities of oral rehydration salts to support patients who already have contracted the disease and may be suffering from dehydration.
Tell me about the challenges that UNICEF is facing to control the disease in Iraq.
I think that the major challenge faced by humanitarian actors in Iraq is the continuing violence across the country. This violence has prevented humanitarian actors from accessing large areas of the country. And so what UNICEF is doing is working to reach children, women, and families, wherever they may be, in frontline and hard-to-reach areas, either directly or through our implementing partners. We're working with government and working with partners throughout the country.